And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, y'all, I'm talking about it. It's Alabama. This is a show that goes way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Dipper number three as we get into go-home mode here on a Meatloaf Monday. So, beating the trans agenda. Beating the trans agenda is done a variety of ways. There's going to have to be the cultural fight. There's going to have to be the people who are willing to say no and stand up. And there's going to have to also, by the way, be a seizing of the messaging. Like the liberal squeaky wheel, the transgender agenda is like just, I mean, it's everywhere. We got to re-seize the message. And then, oh, by the way, I think there's also not just state legislation, but there's legal action. So legal in the form of legislating the matter, and then the question of lawsuits. I am an attorney, but I do not consider myself to be litigious. I have said multiple times that I'll be the first one to tell my client when what they're asking for can't be done, because just the fact that they feel aggrieved does not mean they have an actionable lawsuit. But there are times when I believe that there is no other way to make someone whole except through the legal system. And we are watching right now as the pushback on the trans agenda is turning into a legal fight left and right, to the extent that it even was argued before the Supreme Court of the United States last week. Now, it'll probably be spring before we know the results. But what happened is Alabama, being one of the states that we put a ban on the transgender treatments and surgeries on minors. Tennessee did most recently. I don't know how it was chosen over Alabama's or other, but the bottom line is that the Tennessee case went to the Supreme Court. But the Tennessee case has ramifications that cover all of us. The court seemed very inclined to side with the states for passing this law. 26 states have now passed laws similar to Alabama and Tennessee. But Alabama Attorney General, according to a story here on Yellowhammer News a few days ago, Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall has criticized those who are challenging the state bans on transgender surgeries and medications for minors. He said Alabama is proud to help defend Tennessee's common sense law protecting kids from powerful, often irreversible chemical and surgical sex change procedures. And by the way, let's take that messaging back. It is not gender-affirming care. I will only say that in the mocking sense from now on. There is nothing gender-affirming about what they're talking about. In fact, it is gender non-confirming. You know what it is? It's a sex change procedure. It's an attempt at a sex change procedure. It's a distortion of what the biology of the child is. But yes, Attorney General Steve Marshall says, kids suffering from gender dysphoria deserve so much better than hormones and surgeries. And yet, as we uncovered through court order discovery while defending Alabama's similar law, health officials in the outgoing administration, Biden's administration, teamed up with a group called WPATH, the World Professional Association for Transgender Health, which, by the way, is nothing professional about it, to issue purported so-called standards of care that were intentionally crafted to mislead the courts. So what they did, here's what they do it. They form an organization, and they give it a fancy name, and they give it a lot of funding because the activists are funding it big time. So WPATH is now considered to be the leading expert on transgender care for children. This is so wonderful. We have an expert organization like this, except it's not all staffed by medical personnel. There's a lot of non-medical activists in the organization. And then they issue what they call the standards of care. And then they go around and they lobby to have their standards of care adopted. So you create the issue, then you create the expert testimony, then you lobby to have the expert testimony accepted as being gospel, and then it gets incorporated into standards and regulations and procedures by government. If that's not a self-licking ice cream cone, I don't know what is. But that's what happened. And WPATH has literally ignored quality research that was contrary to what they wanted their agenda to promote. But we're seeing it. It's not just the SCOTUS arguments. We're seeing it in things like this. So a story that came off of, what's the name of this? The MRC. I forgot what the name of MRC is. Media, MRCTV.org. What is that? It's a media watch group, isn't it?
This is the Media Research Center.
That's it, Media Research Center. Thank you very much. Media Research Center has a story that came out Friday. America's top, and I hate to say this, but it was called it, mutilator of children is being sued by a young girl that she helped to chemically castrate and abuse. So this is an appalling case. This is, bottom line, I think we're going to see more of this. I think you're going to see a lot more of this. As some of these minors age up from the time in which they had their surgeries, I mean, can you imagine doing a mastectomy on a 13-year-old because you can? So as the Supreme Court currently weighs a Tennessee law, a private lawsuit has now been brought by a 20-year-old woman. See, here's the deal. The age of majority in most states is 18 or 19 years old. In Alabama, it's 19. So at 20 years old, she filed her lawsuit. She claims that at 12 years old, this doctor gave her cross-sex hormones at 13, and then a double mastectomy at 14 after starting her on puberty blockers at 12. And she claims that her parents were told that she was at risk for suicide if they didn't do these treatments. Well, first of all, her parents are idiots. Her parents are absolute idiots because they were the ones in charge of a minor child. Her name is Clementine. And I'm not sure what her full name is. I'm just going, it's Kaya Clementine Breen. She's now a 20-year-old woman who spent her teen years believing that she was a boy, was treated like, you know, all these healthy parts of her were changed for no other reason except for the agenda. She is now detransitioned, and she says she is never going to be able to get her life back the way it could have been. Because rather than send her to counseling and help her through some issues, they immediately began cutting on her and giving her medication. She is now bringing a massive lawsuit against this doctor. This doctor, by the way, which doctor is this? Witch doctor. That sounds like it is a witch doctor. But the doctor, whose last name I believe is Olson Kennedy. Yeah, Dr. Olson Kennedy, who practices, I think, in California, is one of the most prolific. She's the medical director of the Center for Trans Youth Health and Development at Children's Hospital Los Angeles. And so they have a whole department for this. Well, they're getting sued. And I don't know whether or not it will prevail, but I think you're going to see a lot more of this. How about this? Texas. Texas Tribune, Dateline about 30 days ago. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing a second doctor for allegedly violating state law and providing so-called gender-affirming medical care. Again, it's not gender-affirming, but I'm reading from a liberal rag, Texas Tribune. So Dr. Hector Granados is an El Paso pediatric endocrinologist, and Paxton, the attorney general for Texas, accuses him in the lawsuit of prescribing puberty blockers and hormone therapies to more than 20 minors to treat their gender dysphoria after Texas passed a law that said don't do it. In other words, he was saying, you know what, I'm going to do it whether you like it or not. Well, he is now being sued by the state of Texas. And good on you, Attorney General Ken Paxton. Thank you very much. That kind of thing, though, has to happen. States have to pass the laws, but then their attorney generals have to enforce them. And I'll be honest with you, if you don't put some teeth in that, you'll have doctors like this Hector Granados who will keep doing it to kids no matter what the law says, unless you put teeth in it. So right now, this is the second time Paxton's done this. There's another one, Dr. May Lau, an adolescent medicine physician and a professor at University of Texas, who was performing, you know, these kind of treatments on kids after the law had been passed. Paxton ain't playing. And that's where we have to be. We have got to be in a place where the courts will allow the lawsuits to go forward, and precedents have to get set that say that this is considered to be a travesty. You did things to a minor that they will never be able to overcome. You have to have attorney generals who will enforce laws that you have to have state legislatures pass. And then we're going to wait and see what SCOTUS says about the Tennessee law, because that will have an impact on all the states doing this. And I really do believe that what we're going to wind up seeing is an affirming of the state's efforts to curtail these heinous treatments on kids. All right, but here's what's interesting. It's not just the individual doctors. It's not just the attorney general going after doctors who are violating their state laws. You may be interested to know that the Biden administration, the U.S. government, has these health rule lawsuits piling up against it right now, because transgender health care protections from the Biden administration are rampant. You got 18 states, a children's health clinic, the Catholic Medical Association, and a conservative legal group that all helped overturn Roe v. Wade, who are now looking at the fact you've got states that are dealing with stuff from the federal government that literally need to be overturned. And so the federal government is now being sued on a variety of cases. One of the groups doing it is Alliance Defending Freedom, and I love ADF. They're a great organization. But Alliance Defending Freedom said that it's involved in two lawsuits right now over the rule and is battling with the administration over much more. There's so much going on, but y'all, this is exactly what we have to do. If we don't stop this, I said the other day, and I really do believe this, this is the kind of thing that will cause a nation to be judged by future generations. It's what we're looking at right now is an unfortunate medical fad where somehow or another, activists were able to say that what is wrong is right. And the medical community saw an opportunity to make a buck, and they got on board. Never mind what it does to these kids. Never mind the fact that whole nations, like in Europe, are banning this. You still got people making big bucks off of this right here in the United States. And don't think it's just out there in California. It's here in Alabama. It is in places that surround us. You had UAB. You had Vanderbilt University. I'm just telling you. But our state and Tennessee both passed laws to prevent it. 26 states have done so. More of it, please. But if we don't get a grip on this, future generations are going to look back at us and go, God almighty, what were they thinking? How could they have even allowed that to happen to one kid, much less the thousands? How did they allow an entire generation to grow up believing that how you were born is fluid somehow? That's the most asinine thing I've ever heard of. That defies common sense. I mean, the perpetuation of the species doesn't even allow for it. So you look at it and go, what the heck? You just basically took a bunch of kids and said, I'm sorry, the way you were born is wrong. But we're going to call it gender affirming when we tell you how to fix the fact that you're wrong. How about this? It's not gender affirming at all. It's called an attempted sex change. And that's all it is. And it's an agenda, activist-driven thing, and we have to push back on it. But we're beating it. I guarantee you we are. Right now, 26 states, slightly more than half, have passed laws. Attorney generals are bucking up. Supreme Court of the United States is probably going to affirm, and once they do, you're going to see more states. And then sooner or later, I hope what we're going to wind up seeing is the federal government saying, you know what? As a matter of principle, we're just done with you. No more of this anywhere in our nation. How about that? All right, we're going to take the last break of the day here on a Meatloaf Monday, and then we'll come right back and get a few text messages and close her out. You are in go-home mode right now. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.